The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions during the week, call us at 512-238-0762 or visit our website at armormenshealth.com. The Armour Men's Health Hour is a show dedicated to providing information on a variety of medical topics, some of which may include sensitive subject material about penises. All cases discussed have been done with the permission of the people involved and their penises.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello, this is Dr. Mystery, your host for the Armour Men's Health Hour. Here, joined as always by my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello, happy Sunday, everybody, KLBJ listeners.
Thanks to all of you joining us either on the show here on Sunday afternoons or on our podcast, which is available on all your popular podcasting forums.
I have a feeling that people just sit in the car on Sundays when they know we're on. I think that they just don't want to miss it, so they sit in the car live and hear us.
I think that there's this subgroup of patients that's stalking me, and really, you know, we have 10 listens to some of our podcast episodes.
Oh, 10? We're up to 10?
I'm hoping that they're rounding it to the millionths.
I think it'd be cool if you got a stalker from the show,
because no.
then we could tell people that's how popular
things,
you are.
We don't wish things like that. So every Sunday, we like to bring you a show that's focused on men's health issues and health issues that are important to men. We try to give a deep insight into what our practice philosophy is. I'm a board-certified urologist. Mm-hmm. We have a practice of three urologists, mid-level providers, a nutritionist, a pelvic floor physical therapist, a sexual health counselor, really a practice geared towards the holistic care of men and women, both with urologic issues. Donna, how do you like working for us?
I love it because I'm a board-certified co-host and practice manager.
That's right. You get to be, you get to just add more and more titles.
Oh, and radio producer.
And radio producer.
That's right.
We're still working on that one.
Whatever. They can hear us, can't they?
We've gotten some great feedback from the show. We had one of our patients tell me that he's learned. He's 72. He's a rancher out there in Copeland, and he said, probably listening right now. He said he's learned more about his body since we put on this show than he's learned in the 72 years beforehand.
So That was
a great compliment from him. And if you have questions about men's health issues, whether they pertain directly to urology or not, we'd love to hear those questions. We have some amazing partners in this town. If anything I've learned about Austin is how many great doctors there are in town, and we're really lucky to be living here and having this amazing resource.
Mm-hmm. But now the cost of living has gone up so much that they have to listen to our show because they can't afford to go see the doctor.
Or they're listening to us from Copeland.
Oh, that's true.
That's right. Today, I really want to lead off the show talking about a very exciting, important event that we have coming up. Mm-hmm. On November 7th, we're going to have the first Make America Pee Again event. It's like a prostate carnival, Donna.
That's right. That's my phrase. The prostate carnival. So we should get those t-shirts made.
That's right.
With a carnival in the back and a little prostate rolling around.
That was my dream.
And then Dr. Yang, one of our partners, said we should have a prostate checking booth.
Oh, boy.
That sounded dirty.
We're probably not going to have that. It's going to be very, very, very PG. It's an amazing opportunity for those of you with urinary issues. Maybe you have BPH. Maybe you're already on medications. Maybe you want to learn more about what's out there. What's the cutting edge of BPH treatment? May not be for everyone, or maybe you have urinary symptoms that you don't know what they're caused by. Come by.
Meet us.
Meet us. Talk to us. You're going to be able to talk to all of our practitioners. We're going to have all the different technologies that are available for BPH represented. We're going to have green light laser, Rezum steam therapy, UroLift. If these are things that you don't even have never even heard of, then come and learn about it. If there are things that you've learned about or heard commercials about or been told about by your doctor before but want to learn more, it's a great opportunity for you to come. If you've hit your deductible this year and you're looking for a way to get off your Tamsulosin or your prostate meds, come by. We have opportunities to be seen by our providers and treated before the end of the year, and it's something that we're really looking forward to doing for the first time and hopefully for future times going forward.
So if you're a guy who cannot urinate, that's the target audience, right, Dr. Mystery? 45-ish to 80 years old?
That's right, or above. if you're having trouble urinating, if you have a slow flow, if you have hesitancy, getting up frequently at night, leaking urine, almost any sort of urinary problem, and you want to come and have a free opportunity to bounce some ideas off a practitioner, we really want you to come and take advantage of this opportunity. Make America Pee Again, November 7th, 6:30 to 8:30. at our South Austin location, 6501 South Congress, Suite 103. Mm-hmm. Donna, how can people learn more about the event?
They can email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. I will answer every one of those emails. You can call us at 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and our Facebook page, look that up too, for Armor Men's Health. We actually have a listener question. Clearly, we have one listener and the guy in Copeland. So
thank you.
Here's the
Thanks
other guy.
Thanks to both of you.
So anonymously, I'll ask all the questions on air and get the response to you. So I have to pee, and it seems I go frequently, especially at night. I also have a high sense of urgency when I need to go. The urgency is often so bad that I begin to dribble before I can make it to the restroom. Could this be caused by an inflamed or enlarged prostate? I also suffer from sciatic pain in my left leg due to spinal stenosis. Could the spinal stenosis cause the dribbling?
Well, this question is great because it hits upon so many different things that we deal with here in our office. So when it comes to getting up frequently at night to pee, it's called nocturia. Mm-hmm. I generally tell patients it could be for several reasons. The first one is you may not be sleeping well. Maybe you're getting up at night just peeing because you're up. Maybe it is obstructive sleep apnea. That's a condition where you deoxygenate during the night. That condition is associated with making excess urine at night. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're peeing a lot because you're making a lot of urine. Sometimes people have a condition called overactive bladder, OAB. That's mm-hmm. where the bladder kind of feels the urge to pee at a lower set point of urine. Mm-hmm. That's something we can test for. That OAB is usually treated with medications. And the last thing we think about is BPH, or an enlarged prostate. Let's say your tank isn't emptying every time you pee. So mm-hmm. let's say you can hold 10 ounces, but you're only peeing out 6 ounces. It's going to be filling up quicker, thus giving you this need to urinate more frequently at night. Going through the next thing, that urge to urinate and then you dribble. I generally tell people that that's either due to overactive bladder or an enlarged prostate, but this history of sciatic nerve pain really hits at another very interesting issue that we treat in our practice. That has to do with an imbalance in their pelvic floor. Donna, would you say that pelvic floor physical therapy makes up a big part of what we do here?
Oh my gosh, it's huge.
Pelvic floor physical therapy has been an important part of my practice ever since I started. You know, Angela Treadway has a doctorate in physical therapy.
And she's amazing.
She's amazing. And what she's going to do is she's going to help you strengthen your pelvic floor or find the imbalance that's leading to your urinary frequency and urgency. Mm-hmm. And I would say that almost all patients that we see that have something like a sciatic nerve pain or something that's, especially if it's on one side or the other, big time hip problems, big time knee problems, mm-hmm. we will definitely make sure that your biomechanics are being evaluated, because even if medicine is the way or surgery is the way, getting your pelvic floor and your biomechanics all sorted out is definitely an important component of your treatment.
Wow, well, what a great question to talk about the event.
Oh yeah, and if it's a BPH, then we have BPH cutting edge. We're going to mm-hmm. have...
And Austin Sleep Solutions will be there.
That's right. So we're going to be able to look at obstructive sleep apnea as a cause of your nighttime peeing, mm-hmm. BPH. We have treatments for overactive bladder. If you decide that you want treatment, our evaluation that we're going to do before the treatment is going to really root out what is the underlying cause. Mm-hmm. Is it an overactive bladder? Is it an enlarged prostate? How big is your prostate? It's really going to be a comprehensive, all hands on deck approach. We have a nutritionist that's going to help with dietary modifications. We're going to have supplements available for enlarged prostate and overactive bladder. Mm-hmm. We're really going to be trying to hit you from different angles when it comes to this class of urinary symptoms.
I think we're going to have a huge turnout. I want everybody to show up just because we're going to be there and you get to meet Dr. Mystery and me and our staff and everybody that is involved here. But also, we're going to have Aviator Pizza.
That's right.
I think people are just coming out for that.
Well,
and the beer.
And the beer. It's really a Christmas time event for our office. Everybody here is really jazzed about putting an event together. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us again and how they're going to learn about the event?
Call us during the week at 512-238-0762. You can ask for me. I will probably get back to you right away. Our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. So that's any questions for Dr. Mystery, Dr. Yang, any of our providers, any of our specialists who've been on that you've heard, armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website is armormenshealth.com. So that's pretty easy to remember. And then we have four locations in the Austin area: Round Rock, North Austin, Dripping Springs, and the South location where we're having this event on November 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at 6501 South Congress, Suite 103. We're on South Congress right by the William Cannon corner, so we're easy to find. We're going to have pizza, we're going to have beer, we're going to have a prostate carnival, and what's this event called again, Dr. Mystery?
Make America Pee Again.
I can't wait to show off the hats.
The shirts and the hats are really cute. I really enjoy that.
Just come out for that.
Yeah.
I think that'll be perfect.
Well, we look forward to having you and teaching you you about BPH and addressing some of your urinary issues. Of course, we'll have lots of providers on staff to talk about other urologic issues that you may have questions about, mm-hmm. prostate cancer, erectile dysfunction, whatever it is you'd like to talk about in a calm and casual environment. Well, thank you so much, Donna. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after these messages.
That's right.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.